much anymore.
No,
I don't think so.
So
you would say that the wake is not something that people do around here very much?
It's not a prevalent.
Okay. That is a time of what for the family?
A time of visiting and getting things all straightened out in their minds.
Okay. Would you say that they're in a period of grief or?
Yes, it's a period of mourning.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was wondering in this area if there was ever, growing up, if you ever heard of a building, maybe either here in town or maybe outside of town, that that young kids thought there might be a haunted
house?
Yes.
Well, I suppose that they have thought of some of them, but I haven't heard of very many. The house that our son lived in, it was a schoolhouse, and there were two men killed on that, there at the schoolhouse. Mm. And they said that that house was haunted, and the kids really did think it was.
What was it haunted by?
Somebody clanging, making clanging noises and walking around.
What would that be called? I'm just wondering what they would call that.
Well, it's a ghost, is what they say. And they'd say that the telephone wire, or the cord, you know, would just jump and well, I've been in that house an awful long time, even after this murder. And I never did see any signs of ghosts. And I've seen telephone cords jump, but it's due to something in the temperature of the room.
Not haunted.
Mm-hmm. Not being haunted.
Were there other kind of superstitions that people had in this area? Were there other kind of superstitions that you were aware of growing up? Maybe your parents had, or there were superstitions that you had?
I don't think so. I don't think we were a superstitious family.
Okay.
My folks were both from Ireland, and mother was probably more superstitious than my dad. But she was pretty sensible about it all.
The opposite of God is?
The devil.
Okay.
Satan.
Any other words ever used for the devil? Did you ever call him Old Jack or?
No.
Thing like that?
Devil or Satan is all I've ever known the old rascal by.
If you've worked all day out in the field or at home and you're really tired, you would say to somebody, "I am really
exhausted."
Okay, and if somebody's done something that's kind of frustrated you and you're really disgusted, you would say, "I'm really."
Well, I guess I'd be upset.
Okay, and if you were really angry, what would you say? "I'm really
furious."
And as a young child, if you were really frightened at something, you would be what? You'd be
scared.
Okay. Do you ever use scared to death?
I suppose I have.
Okay.
Not to. It's just a saying because you know, I guess you could almost be scared to death.
Yeah. That close. And. If somebody, if all of a sudden you were someplace and all of a sudden decided you had to go somewhere else immediately and you had to leave quickly, what would you say to people? I've got
an appointment or I have to be somewhere else in just a few minutes. Please excuse me.
Okay. Would you ever say like, I got to get out of here or I've got to leave in a hurry or?
Well, I've never been in that predicament very many times.
Well, that's good. It's good not to be in too much of a hurry. And around December 25th, what do people wish each other around here?
A Merry Christmas.
And
a Happy New Year.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And the state right above Colorado is called?
Wyoming.
And what are people from Wyoming called?
Oh, dear. I have a niece and a nephew that live up there. Two grandchildren, I mean. I suppose they're